بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. فضیل بن ایاس رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے سائل بہت اچھے ہیں کہ ہمارا ذات راہ بغیر اچھر کے آخر تک اٹھا لے جاتے ہیں، یہاں تک کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے میزان میں رکھ دیتے ہیں. حضرت فضیل بن ایاس رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے He's a very good person. Why? He carries all the burden of our luggage. When he comes and he comes to ask us something, then in reality he carries our luggage for the journey. The journey unto Allah Ta'ala. And he carries right until the mizan. The scales of justice, and he places it on the scale of justice for us. So he's rendering us a great service. And the reward of sadaqah. The reward of sadaqah, you give someone, then he says, this beggar carries it for you in reality, and he places it for you on the scales of justice. Rank of the fuqara, the masakin, the poor, will be extremely lofty. Once a group of fuqara and masakin, they sent one of their men as their representative to go and complain by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of their poverty. Not really of their poverty, but because of their poverty, they are unable to gain sawab. They felt this manner. So their representative came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, I am the representative of a group of fuqara. They say that the wealthy people have taken preference. All the goodness is for them in this dunya. They have wealth, go for hajj, they give sadaqah, they go on jihad, etc., etc. All the acts of charity are done by them, and they have gain all the sawab, and we have nothing to offer, you know, to give sawab and to gain sawab. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told that this person, this representative, go and tell them, firstly, that I hold them very dear to me, I love them all. Quran Masakin, I love them. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will be occupying such lofty mansions, which will be so high above the other the jannat, the other people. So high it will be that it will appear like stars. For people in the dunya, if you look at the stars, you see some twinkling light. So your jannat will be so high above the others that it will appear like twinkling stars for the people in the lower levels of the jannah. And then tell them that if any one of you go to the marketplace, you pass by, and you see something which you desire there, but you haven't got the money, you can't buy, then recite once, La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi illahi al-azim. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Recite it once. Then the reward of that tasbih, which will recite at that time when you desire something and you cannot afford it, will be more than 10,000 dirhams. Dirhams is silver coin. It will be more than 10,000 dirhams, which a wealthy person gives in the path of Allah Ta'ala with utmost sincerity. A wealthy person will give with ikhlas and sincerity, a lot of sawab in it, but you will get for that one tasbih which you recite, you will get more sawab than that. So that you are not losing out in any way. And then another virtue in the Qiyamah of this, the day of Qiyamah, when all the people, the trillions and trillions of people, will be standing in rows They will be standing at a certain junction in rows, and they will be immersed in perspiration. Different people, depending on their sins they have committed them. Some will be standing in perspiration, ankle deep, some knee deep, some as far as the waist, some right as far as the neck. They will be immersed in perspiration. At that time Allah Ta'ala will announce, to the fuqara, masakin, call them and say, see in these ranks, in these rows, all these people are standing. If you recognize anyone among them who had given you something to eat or something to clothe yourself on earth, then you can take him with you to Jannah. At that time, everyone will be looking with the wide, big eyes and anxiety. They will be looking at this fuqara. See, isn't there anyone I recognize here whom I have given something? So Nabi said, this will ease them, hang there. So when this representative reported to them, they all in unison said, we are pleased, Ya Rasulullah, we are pleased with this rank. Now we are satisfied. So no one is deprived of rewards in the akhirah. And be a wealthy person, a poor person, a pauper also, he also will gain reward, and he will gain reward more than even the wealthy. So no one need to be oppressed. The wealthy one who gives, achieve with sincerity, get his sawab. Poor person also, he can give nasihat, he can a good word, that is also charity, also sadgham and contentment. But whatever Allah Ta'ala has given you, for the poor person, be contented with it. If you ask someone and they refuse, don't become annoyed, don't become angry. They understand, no, Allah Ta'ala has set this out for me. That refusal by that person is an inspiration to him from Allah Ta'ala not to give you, for whatever reason Allah Ta'ala has willed. So you must be satisfied. Anything that happens in this dunya, it is solely by the command of Allah Ta'ala and by His will it happens. They happen in different ways. We are supposed to be content and accept whatever comes our way. Do what is right, and if you fail the thing, understand it, attribute it to Allah Ta'ala, that is taqdeer and the will of Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.